A report to be published this morning will highlight problems with the summer schools programme for children with special needs and those at risk of educational disadvantage. The report by the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Autism says the issue is not with funding, but with schools agreeing to participate. Adam Harris, the CEO of As I Am, said the National Autism Charity often hears from parents who wish to access the summer programme for their children, but are unable to do so because it's not mandatory for their schools to take part.
For many children with additional needs, including autistic students, the summer programme is a vitally important programme. But I think it's very clear that the current system as it is has really reached the end of the road. Unfortunately, the reality is this is a scheme that is not mandatory for schools to participate in. Every year we hear from parents in special schools, in special classes, in mainstream schools who wish for their children to take part in a summer programme. And unfortunately, their school is not participating. But we can't allow another summer to go by in which children and families are left to struggle, very often left in crisis with no support or access to any sorts of statutory programmes during the course of the summer. So I suppose we are talking about a children's rights issue here, the access to education, access to support. What this programme means for children is independence. In many respects, it's an opportunity to be involved in something during the summer months, as unfortunately many of our children still don't have the same chance to participate in things like summer camps. It's the opportunity to be with peers. But for many people, it's simply the opportunity to continue to have a routine, a structure, access to support that helps you in your day-to-day life, both at home and in the community. That's absolutely vital. In terms of parents and families, you know, when a child has failed, that fails the entire family unit. And the state has an obligation to support families.
And that was Adam Harris of As I Am. Fine Gael Senator Micheál Carraghy is chair of the Joint Committee on Autism. He joins us now in studio. We heard there why this matters, why it's so important that these places are available for children. What happened this year?
Well, this year we had a situation, Rachel, where only 14% of the children, particularly in our special schools, which totals over 8,000 students, actually got a school-based summer programme. So, which is ridiculous. So 86% of children in the special schools, which are the kids with the highest needs, didn't get a school-based programme. And as we've been meeting with parents groups over the last number of months on the Joint Autism Committee, we've been hearing stories of serious regression in those children over that period of 2 months.
Because I think
months.
We all learned during the pandemic that for many children, especially those with additional needs, that it's really important that that routine is there.
Well, that's it. It's routine. And you're looking at 2 and 3 months of a gap with not having that routine. And when children go back in September, they've actually regressed seriously. And it takes a number of months for them actually to get back up to the point that they were prior to the summer break. So it's extremely important. You know, the funding has been put in place by the government. We've actually expanded the number of places within the scheme. But what is actually happening now is that actually, in the main, the kids with the severe needs are actually not getting that school-based programme.
So if the problem isn't money, what is the problem? Is it a lack of staff? Is that what we're talking about again here? Because we were talking earlier on as well about problems finding teachers.
Yes, it will be said that there is a lack of staff. We have actually, there's only about 40 of the 130 odd special schools are participating in the programme. They are saying that it's due to lack of staff. And so one of the recommendations that we have within our report is that we actually expand the number of people that are eligible to work in that school-based scheme.
At present, what sort of people are you talking about
there? You were looking at, we have our early childcare workers that work in the ECHI scheme. A significant number of them that have level 6, 7, 8 degrees in education are actually unemployed for the summer months. They should be eligible to work in it. We're looking to work with the third level institutions and that students of speech and language and of occupational therapy, that they will be employed for the summer as well. We have a significant number of teachers that have retired that would be more than capable of working in this in the actual system. So we need to look at this seriously. We cannot have a situation in the summer of 23 where the figures that I just quoted to you earlier are repeated. We've highlighted this because of the concerns of parents. We have parents that actually have to take off the entire summer from work. We actually had situations and we were showing documentation where some parents actually were advertising on Facebook looking for people to give the home-based programme for their kids because there wasn't a school-based programme.
So is there any reason then why these measures can't be implemented and why the schemes can't be more efficient and why they can't be there for more children next year?
Well, we've spoken to both Minister Abbott and Mr. Madigan in relation to this. You've seen the announcement of the 40 million funding there recently, which is 6 months earlier than it was last year. So what I'd be saying to the principals, particularly in the special schools and in the schools of special classes, the funding is there. We're working with government to make sure that more staff are eligible within the system.
Mm-hmm. We also because presumably, I mean, they can't just go and employ those staff. They need to be told that they are eligible.
That's right. And that's where we're, and I know that there's been discussions with the NCSE and the Department of Special Education in relation to this. So I'd be very hopeful that there'll be an announcement on this within the near future. We need to see actually an increase in the pay that's paid to the SNAs that actually work in the system. We had an anomaly where a teacher with a teaching council number is paid €42 an hour, yet an SNA is only getting €16 an hour. That needs to be changed. We need to look at the vetting system so that if we have ECHI workers that are working in one school, they don't have to control this process again of a number of weeks of having to get vetting again.
Right. As you say then, this all involves, if this is going to change for next summer, the government are going to have to take your suggestions on board. How confident are you that they're going to do that?
I'm quite confident. As I said, the government has invested heavily in special education. I've extreme confidence in Minister Madigan. As Minister for Special Education, she's been very, very strong. We've seen the implementation of the Section 37A to make sure that we have sufficient special classes to look after the children with needs throughout the country. And I do know work has been ongoing as we of the committee have linked in with Minister Madigan. I want the teaching fraternity, I want the principals in particular to come on board. And I want to say to the principals in those special schools, to plan for 2023 that you were going to have a summer programme. Right. I have seen calendars for the year sent out to parents for 2023 last July stating that they weren't actually going to do a programme in 2023, right. 12 months out. And I think that's not acceptable. Right. We have to support these kids and particularly the kids with the most needs.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Senator Micheál Carrigy, thanks for being with us this morning.